everyone. Thank you so much for standing by, and welcome to Qatar German Medical. Please note that this call is being recorded. You will have the opportunity to ask questions to our speakers later on during the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question by that time, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I'd like to hand the call over now to our moderator, Fabian. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Gail. A good afternoon to you all, and I would like to welcome you all to the Qatar German Medical Devices 4Q and FY 2025 earnings conference call. On the call today from Qatar Medical Devices, we have Abdulaziz Mohamed Saad Al Tamimi, who is the Managing Director, and we also have Jasfar Kinakandi, the accountant. On the call today, they will first go over the performance of the company over the year 2025 and Q4, and then after that, we have a Q&A session. Let me turn over the call to Abdulaziz to begin the call. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Greetings to our shareholders. We are pleased today to present to you the company's results for the fourth quarter of the financial year 2025, which reflect a considerable improvement in overall performance as a result of the administrative and organization effort. Qatar German Medical Devices discloses the financial statement for a 12-month period ended on 31st of December 2025. The financial statement reflect a net profit of 9,274,610 Qatari riyal, in comparison to net loss of 68,485,914 for the same period of the previous year. The profit per share amounted to 0.0803 as of December 31st, 2025, versus loss per share 0.5929 Qatari riyal of the same period in 2024. Despite the financial challenge and difficulties faced by the company during the first half of the year, a clear future plan was approved in July 2020 to improve the company's position. Its implementation has already commenced through the internal instruction aimed to enhancing operational efficiency and elevating institutional performance. As part of improving operational, the company initiated negotiation process with suppliers and partners to make sure that our operating costs would maintain the quality of products and services without any compromise. Inshallah, we are promised by the next year that our company will show a great performance. Thank you.
Gail, I think you can open the line for questions.
All right. Thank you so much for letting me know. So at this time, I would like to remind everyone that in order to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Okay, so once again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. All right, since I think there are no questions at this time, I would like to turn the call back over to Fabian. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gail. I suppose before I close, let me just ask a very high-level question. Given, you know, the environment that we are in, do you have any guidance for the next quarter or for the rest of the year? And if you're experiencing any challenges around logistics supply chain?
Okay. Regarding logistics, our country is 100% trying to support the local companies and manufacturer as well. So we already will face an increase around 80% on the logistics. Especially we have products from France, India and China, so it cost us high, but we will try to manage, inshallah. And for quarter maybe one and two, we will face an increasing on the logistics cost, but that it will depend as well with the government support. If we get support regarding the additional amounts, then we will be fine. that they will be no impact, maybe up to 20 to 30%. But if there is no support receiving in the first two quarters, it will show in our financially for the first quarter of 2026. However, it might be improving by the second half of the year.
The first quarter of 2026 has been marked by high volatility.
All right. Thank you. That sort of helps to paint the picture of what we might expect. If there are no further questions on the line, I can close off the call. Can you just check for me one more time, Gail, if there are any more questions before I close?
Yes. So upon checking in the queue, there are no questions at this time. So I think we can go ahead to conclude this call for today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and please do join us for Q1 earnings call. And have a good day, and thanks to the management team.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and that concludes our call for today. Thank you. You may now disconnect. Have a nice day ahead.